keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are just about ready for go time. You know what it is. It is Monday morning. Cuzzo, Bradley Day, good morning. Yes, sir. I got somebody else tuned in. I don't know who you are. Just type me a little note. Let me know who you are. All right, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good people. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Sports Rap CEO, in the building. And I'm going to fade our intro out. I hope y'all like that new intro. Shout out to my guy, Shy, who did that for us. We definitely appreciate that. And we going with that, and we running with it. Folks, you know where I am. Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast CEO, sorry, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page there. On IG Live as well, Sports Rap CEO, at Sports Rap CEO is the handle on IG. So listen, I know we have a lot to talk about. Y'all know we have a lot to talk about. We gonna get into all of that, all right? We gotta stay true to what we do. I wasn't in studio last week because of the holiday, so I took a little day off, you know. And today, this morning, is not the morning that we expected. It's not the morning that we anticipated. It's not the morning that we wanted. But we are here. And me doing my due diligence, I have to come to you and I have to get you all informed and I have to talk to you about what happened yesterday. We don't know what happened yesterday, but like I said, we are going to get to that. And I'm sure once I get rolling, some of my regulars are going to come in and chime in. Because I put out a post this morning, you know, letting you know that I was back in studio and I got some response. So, you know, we'll get to it. But as always, some news, some updates, scores. Y'all know the routine. I tell y'all every week, y'all know the routine. So for the meat of the show, the main event, get your popcorn ready. You should be popping your popcorn right now, getting your drinks and everything together. You know, like this is these are the trailers. Like when you go to the movies and you see the trailers and this is the trailer, then you get to the main movie, the main event. This is what we're building up to. So, over the weekend, NCAA football, Stanford stuns Colorado in a double overtime game after being down 29-0. So, if you didn't see that game, very early in that game, very beginning of that game, 29-0, Colorado. And naturally, in that realm, as an athlete and a coach and all that kind of jazz, especially on the college football level, you want to keep your foot on their necks. You want to keep them away from being at bay. Because when you put them at bay, then they feel like they have a chance. Remember, I just said that. When you keep them at bay, they start to feel like they have a chance. Remember that, because that's going to correlate to some other stuff down the line. All right, so anyway, it seemed like Colorado got into cruise mode. They got out to that 29-0 lead. Stanford wasn't ranked. Of course, I'm sure they were the favorites in that game as well. They felt like they had the better talent, but you have to take into account for resiliency. You have to, because those Stanford kids fought back and ended up winning that game in double overtime. Now, it took double overtime, but they kept fighting, and they pulled that game out. James Harden has spoken with the media as recently as, I think, the middle of last week, maybe the end of last week. He was asked about the relationship with Maury. Mel, thanks for tuning in, good brother. He was asked about the relationship with Maury. Could it be repaired? He said no. And just paraphrasing, he kind of compared it to a marriage, you know, and it says it's like when it's done, it's done. You know, when you lose that trust, and he was big on that word trust. But we all know the story, and we'll talk about that next week when we do our basketball NBA preview, Sixers preview for the season. But he said the relationship is beyond repair. Charlotte Hornets' Miles Bridges turns himself in after a protection of order violation. Yeah, Mel, we're going to talk about that later on. I'm going to get to that. The Sixers reportedly want to flip the Clippers' Harden package for an all-star guard. Rumors are that all-star guard, or that they have interest in, is Zach LaVine. Now, how they can pull that off, I don't know. Not 100% sure. But that is the intention of the Sixers, and this is the reason why they keep asking for Terrence Mann. And they're saying now that the Clippers and Maury both know that Terrence Mann is untouchable, for whatever that means. The Clippers are expected to come back with a bigger offer. Yeah, Miles Bridges is a sad thing for him, Mel. He got in trouble last year. He thought he was going to work his way back in. But, you know, things happen. Prayers to the family of Mary Lou Retton. She was struck with a rare case of pneumonia. And she, over the weekend, is starting to make a remarkable turn for the better. So, prayers and love out to the family of Mary Lou Retton. Ryan Tannehill was carted off the field with an ankle injury. Jalen Ramsey is on pace to blow past the recovery time from his injury. Garoppolo left the stadium yesterday in an ambulance. And it was something else I wanted to get to you. Can't remember it right offhand right now, but if I remember it, I will mention it and bring it up. Also, just saw this. In an urge to reestablish the Reebok brand, Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, and Iverson, Allen Iverson, AI, Bubba Chuck, have been brought aboard as president and vice president of their basketball department. So shout outs to them for being included in that and wanting to help bring Reebok back to the forefront as much as they can as a brand. Moving on to some NCAA football scores, top 25 from Saturday, and some other scores from yesterday, and then we'll get into what we need to get into. Starting off, Arkansas faced off against number 11, Alabama. Alabama just gets by there, 24-21. Number 2, Georgia faced off against Vanderbilt. Georgia takes that 37-20. Texas A&M versus number 19, Tennessee. Tennessee holds on, takes that 20-13. Syracuse is in Tallahassee, facing off against number 4, Florida State. The Seminoles take that, as they should, 41-3. It's number 16, Utah at home, facing off against Cal. They take that 34-16. Penn State in a shellacking. Number 6, Penn State, dusts off and blanks UMass 63-0. Number two, Michigan gets by Indiana 52-7. Number 23, Kansas takes on Oklahoma State. They fall in an upset there, 39-32, Oklahoma State. Number 14, Louisville versus Pitt. Another upset here. Pitt takes that game 38-21. Shout outs to Pitt. My cousin there, Pitt, number 50, Jason Collier Jr. Shout out to you guys for that win there. I hope you can do what you did last year and get invited to a bowl. But shout outs to Pitt for that game, and shout outs to my little cousin, Jason Collier Jr. And if you want to check him out, number 50, offensive tackle. Check him out. Number 3, Ohio State, 41, Purdue, 7. Oregon, number 8, faced off against number 7, Washington. Washington holds on, 36-33. Number 19, Washington State faces off against Arizona in Washington, at Washington State. Arizona takes that 44. I think I wrote that. I might have wrote that wrong. I'm going to skip that score for now. I don't believe that Arizona beat them 44-6. I'm going to have to look into that. Auburn faced off against number 22, LSU. LSU takes that 48-18. Rennie, what's going on, good brother? Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, good brother. Appreciate the support. Number 25, Miami faced off against number 12, UNC. UNC topples them 41-31. Number 24, Kentucky, Missouri. Missouri takes that 38-21. Notre Dame, ranked at 21, faced off against USC, currently ranked at number 6. Notre Dame takes that 48-20. NC State faced off against Duke, number 17. Duke takes that 24-3. And closing out college football, top 25 for Saturday. Number 15, Oregon State at home, faced off against number 18, UCLA. Oregon State holds on, takes that 36-24. In the WNBA Finals, the Aces were looking like they were going to take command of that series. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead. But on Sunday, the Liberty showed up with some spunk. They added game. So now series is 2-1, 87-73. We got game 4 on Wednesday. The Aces are up 2-1. In that series right now. Major League Baseball yesterday, American League Championship Series began. The Rangers get by the Astros 2-0. NHL hockey on Sunday. Lightning and the Senators. The Senators take that 5-2. The Hurricanes fall to the Ducks 6-3. In NBA preseason Sunday, Thunder and the Hornets. The Hornets edged them out 117-115. The Grizzlies and the Heat. The Heat take that 132-124. Bucks get by the Lakers 108-97. The Bulls fall to champion Nuggets 116-102. And the Warriors get by the young upsurging Kings 121-115. Those are your scores and updates for the rest of the world in sports. And I will give you schedules for tonight before I close out today. Moving along, last little bit of scores here. We've got some NFL scores. Week 6 is just about done. We got one more game tonight closing out week 6, and we will be moving on. Season's moving fairly quickly, if you will. So, scores. Going back to Thursday, October the 12th, Thursday Night Football. Kansas City at home against Denver. Kansas City just gets by there. Not too bad. They're, 19-8. As expected Kansas City to win that game, but didn't expect it to be 19-8, but they did hold on and win. Moving on to yesterday, Baltimore at Tennessee. Baltimore takes that 24-16. Washington at Atlanta, same score, 24-16 in favor of Washington. Minnesota gets an ugly win at Chicago. Chicago loses Justin Fields. Minnesota takes that 19-3. Seattle at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, another ugly win for them at home. They take that over Seattle 17-13. San Francisco, going into the week, one of the only remaining undefeated teams. They go into Cleveland, and some injury concerns there for San Fran. They fall in that game to Cleveland 19-17. Carolina goes down to Miami. They start out that game pretty good, looking like they might have been doing something. They had them 21-0, I believe. They got blanked. From then on, Miami takes that 42-21. Detroit at Tampa Bay. Detroit takes that 20-6. Surprisingly, Detroit is tied for one of the few teams that have the 5-1 record, which is the best record in the NFL right now. It's like five teams that have that record. Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Jacksonville at home takes that 37-20. New Orleans at Houston. Houston takes that at home 20-13. New England at Las Vegas. Las Vegas outlasts 21-17. The Rams bounce back from a loss to the Eagles in week five. They take that game at home. Division rival Arizona 26-9. Philadelphia Eagles go up Turnpike. Face off against the Jets. Cisco, good morning, good brother. Appreciate the tune in. Appreciate the support as always. Philadelphia goes up the Turnpike, up the road. Face off against the Jets. Team they've never lost to until yesterday. The Jets take that 20-14. I'm sorry. And in Sunday night football, Buffalo gets by the Giants 14-9. And like I said, tonight, one game to close out week six in the NFL. So, folks, here we are. Week six. We had two teams go in 5-0. Into week six. Ironically, both teams lose in week six. Different situations, but still, both teams lose. So now, there are no undefeated teams in the NFL anymore. All right, there are about five teams that just have one loss, which is good, you could say, for NFL and league sakes. But as fans, different fans around the league, and you see these things happen, and I'm going to get to some stuff too, y'all. I'm going to get to some real good stuff, but I'm going, again, like I like to do it sometimes, I'm going to play devil's advocate right here, and I'm sure that some people that are tuned in, that have not acknowledged me that they're tuned in, and some that are, will probably get a chuckle out of this. And one of the things I joked about at the end of the game, some even at one point during the game, was the call put in, or when was the call to put in? When was the call put in after the 49ers lost so that the Eagles could lose and not be 6-0 going into week seven? So here's a funny thing. I'm definitely not sitting here telling you, look, somebody made a call and said, listen here, they got to lose. Whatever we got to do, they have to lose. We can't have them be, because we were all right. And the funny thing for me is the entire time that these two teams reached 2-5-0, there was a lot of talk about the 49ers looking like the best team in the NFC, and rightfully so at that moment. There was also chatter about the Eagles and how it's scary that they weren't in sync at this point as they were last year. Rightfully so as well. But there's always, and I said this the last time I was on air, I've said it several times. There's always like this stigma with the Philly teams, and it's more so the Eagles and Sixers, and now it's going to become in the thing with the Phillies because of the way the Phillies are playing. I'm going to talk about some Philly stuff later on as well. But it's always that, like, stigma where the Philly teams appear to not get the credit that they deserve in given moments. I'll say it that way. And any Philly fans, sports fans, will know exactly what I'm talking about. You understand where I'm going with that. But again, it's just something that it just came to me, you know, and I just mentioned it to a couple people as I was leaving work yesterday as we were talking, and some people while I was at work talking, you know, and it's just funny, but it always seems like that's an occasion for certain times with Philadelphia teams. And like I said, more specifically, the Eagles and Sixers, and it's probably going to come in with the Phillies in a little bit as well because of the way that they've been playing the last two seasons. But nonetheless, the two undefeated teams are now, no. So somebody's O had to go. Apparently, both O's had to go. The difference in the losses, in my opinion, and looking at the grand scheme of things, there was some concerning injuries on the 49ers side. Some very concerning injuries on the 49ers side. There were some a couple injuries on the Eagles side, but not as significant as the injuries on the 49ers side of things. The Philadelphia Eagles game was rough. It was confusing, uncharacteristic, strange, weird, not very pretty. I could probably come up with a lot more stuff to say about that game, but I'm going to just cut it off there so we can get into it. And I say that as a fan. There's no jumping ship. And some people might say, oh, you're saying you're not jumping ship, but you got on Phillies gear. I've been wearing Phillies gear for the time that they've been in the playoffs as well. The Eagles are not in the playoffs yet, okay? For me, doing what I do here and the fan and the type of fan that I am, I accept the loss. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't go back and replay the game and magically have a different outcome. It was a loss. It was a very, very bad loss. I definitely admit that. And this is what I say to people when I talk to people here, when I talk to people outside of here. And I tell them, I'm a fan, yeah, but I'm one to tell you I stay pretty much even keel. But I am one also to tell you, They play like crap, and I'll talk about them playing like crap. And when they win and they're playing good, I'll talk about them playing good. Even equally so. Okay, so today is one of those days where it's on the not so good side. And it's a little disheartening because in comparison to last week's game, I feel like now, after watching yesterday's game, and this could change, but after watching yesterday's games, I felt like I was fed some fool's gold. And I said this yesterday. I said, because last week's game, they made adjustments and came back and handled that game. This week's game didn't look like they made any adjustments. And I don't understand. So for me, today's word for Philadelphia Eagles, top to bottom, accountability. That's my word for them today. And like I said, top to bottom, nobody's excused. Accountability. I've heard Jalen Hurts in his press conference post game. I've heard the things that he said, and I'm familiar and I respect a lot of things that he says. Because I mentioned to somebody yesterday as well, I said, when we were talking about some of the plays that he made early in that game, that he does what he does, but he's very humble with it. And paraphrasing some of his comments, he said that, you know, yesterday's loss was a very ugly loss. But these are the types of things that build character. And you build that character by knowing what happened, getting back in, getting focused, and changing it. And he said they have every intention of doing that. And I believe that because I've seen that in them. Not after a game this bad, but I've seen them basically in the mood and the concept of what he said. I've seen that happen. So I can believe it. But again, yesterday's game was just bad. And when I mentioned about the fool's gold, I mentioned it because they started out pretty decent. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And then I think they might have went into some type of cruise control, but it was not really cruise control. I don't know what you could call it. I don't know what it was. Craig Mellicent chimed in. He said he questioned the coordinators. The coordinators are going to be questioned all season long until they make the change. It's going to happen. They're new. One of them was in-house. One was brought in from a different team. So they're new. And the way that the 5-0 came was a little shaky, but it ended up being 5-0. And then they got to yesterday. So yesterday's game is just going to emphasize the questions. But I think they're going to be questioned all season long until they hit a streak or do some things to change it. That's just my opinion and my thoughts. And that's not to say that I disagree with that. My questions are a lot more heavier, and my concerns are a lot more heavier on the offense than the defense. Because when you look at that game and you take away the ugliness of the way it was played, yeah, that's gonna be something, man. They got to come out and be on their game against Miami, Rennie. Yeah, they got to do it. But the defensive side of the ball, not picturing everything that actually happened. They ended up with 5 sacks that day, yesterday, and most of those sacks came in crucial moments when they needed them. It was the offense that did not fully press through and execute the way that we thought they should against that team, especially with their two starting cornerbacks out. I was extremely confused with the play calling on the offense side of the ball. You have a running back that you made a trade for that in 5 games had arguably or very close to the yardage he had the entire season last season in 5 games, and you don't run the ball with him. You started out passing the ball to him, which is something that, you know, it reminded me yesterday, and I had this thought yesterday. It's like kind of like, and I've said it before, it's like coaches, athletes get to certain levels, and then they forget basic football. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I understand looking at on paper, oh, 2 starting quarterbacks are out, cornerbacks are out, we got AJ and Devontae Smith, yada, 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 let's try to exploit that. There's a way that you can do that, though. Excuse me for 1 second. There's a way that can be done. And when you have a running game, shout out to Jesse3264 for tuning in on IG. Thanks for the support. Thanks for tuning in. There are different ways you can do that. And with the Eagles running game, you take advantage of what you know you can do. So in my opinion, I felt like you should have run the ball, and then you have your play action. With your play action, in my opinion, I felt like there could have been times that A.J. Brown could have been wide open. I mean, he still had 7 receptions for, 131 yards. But you tried to feed the well too much. And on the other side of the ball, defense, they made adjustments to help those young corners. But also, other plays on offense. Most importantly, late in the game, the 3rd and 9. You're still up 14-12. Okay, you're up 14-12. 3rd and 9. Your defense has been coming through for you down the stretch. This team doesn't have any timeouts. So you know what to do. You protect the sideline. The sideline is your friend. You keep them in the player field so they can't call timeouts. They don't have any timeouts. You chose to throw the ball, which I think was a bad call. A very bad call. I would have trusted my defense against Zach Wilson to go 80, 90 yards to have to score a touchdown to win. or was it 14-12 field goal? Well, just to score to win. I would have entrusted my defense because the defense had come through for me on the previous two series. But I'm here. So again, the questions are going to come. There are going to be questions all day. There are going to be questions all week. Especially when we have Miami Dolphins coming up on Sunday Night Football next week. So, again, I'm not saying that they're totally out of the water. But I have to say that the defense did play a little bit better than the offense. Or actually a lot better. It's surprising. It's weird how things we can talk about where fans will have things in their discussions and debates. They'll talk about, oh, the Eagles schedule is this and it's the hardest schedule. And we'll talk about the history of it. The teams that lose the Super Bowl always has the hardest schedule and has the toughest time to get back and all that. Yada, yada, yada. What is what it is. The Eagles are still built for a playoff run, a deep playoff run. They're built for that. It's no questions about that. But like I mentioned earlier, the word of the day, the accountability, it has to come now. And I'm including Nick Sirianni in this. As much as I love Nick Sirianni, I'm including him in this as well. Because you're the head guy. You got to get on these guys. You got to hold these guys accountable to make better decisions. The reaction that you had for Quez Watkins when he went the wrong way on that bubble screen last week is the reaction you should have for your coordinators this morning in your meetings and your locker rooms and all of that jazz. That's the reaction you should have for them. No question, no brainer. That's the reaction you should have for them this morning. Because everybody else has it. So it's only right and only fitting that you have it as well. And for the injury to Lane Johnson, I don't have an update yet, but as soon as I get an update, I'll let you all know what I find out. But I'm just confident that him being injured before, previously, and how he handled things, seeing the way the game turned out yesterday, I'm feeling like if he's an injured player, he might miss 1 or 2 weeks, but he's going to do everything he can in his power to get back as soon as he can. Just feel that in him. I feel like one of the things Jalen says, it can be a lesson learned. It can be a lesson. I think it can be a lesson on the other side when you look at things in different angles. A lesson for coordinators, a lesson for the players. And more so the coordinators, because you have given the impression now that you kind of took this team, you took this team for granted. Like you knew what, you figured whatever happened, happened, and you would just win this game. Again, like I said in my post this morning, and I still agree with it, that they are the team, one of the teams becoming one of the teams that are the really good teams that find ways to win. They just didn't do it yesterday. Does that, for me, does that take them out of the category? Does that make me stop saying it? No. I still feel that they are one of those teams that find ways to win. Just yesterday was not one of those days for whatever reason. Yesterday was not one of those days. And where I started this with my Phillies gear on today, and like I was saying, for me, I have to come and do my due diligence. I have to do my job. But once I get done, I talk about it, I have to let it go because it's already Monday. That game was played yesterday, Sunday. It's nothing that any of us can do about that game now. But talk about what we need to fix, what needs to be done. The loss of Blankenship is going to be tough because you already had some injuries in that secondary. And we've known Howie's track record the past couple years. We've been seeing the trade rumors of their interest and all of that. So I'm betting that Howie's on the phone trying to do something to get a safety or something in here. There's been talk all season about the Buda Baker issue. Then most recently, Jeremy Chinn out of Carolina. So I'm feeling like something could happen. I'm feeling like something's going on under the radar that we just don't have news of yet. But I'm very confident that Howie will stay with what he's done for the past couple years and bring in some pieces, whatever pieces he can bring in. Like I said, the Eagles are built for what they're built for, a deep playoff run again this year. So they can arguably spare some of those picks that they have when they recouped and all the stuff that Howie did last year and the year before that. So they can move some of those and to get some pieces in here that can perform and come and play right away to continue that push for this deep playoff run, which I still think they are built for. But yesterday was just a really, really bad, uncharacteristic game for the Philadelphia Eagles as we have come to know them most recently. But folks, there's a lot of football left to be played. The Eagles are getting ready to get into a gauntlet with Miami this Sunday, and you got Dallas, and you got a bye week. I believe the bye week is there. And then we come back and we got Kansas City and somebody else. Kansas City and Buffalo. Okay, and it's going to be tough. And they have to get it together now. It has to start this week before they go into this Miami game. They have to go into this Miami game with basically a clean slate as far as memory. This game, you know what you have to work on, so you have to focus on just working on what you need to fix during practice this week. You have to let it go. As I said, that's how I feel about it. It's the only thing I can do. I'm not going to let it dwell and fester, because then you get into your emotions. And when your emotions come into it, as far as for me and what I do, it's not a really good look, because some things could be said, some things could be taken out of context and things of that nature. So again, I'm going to talk about it today because it's Monday and this is what I do. But after today, I'm letting it go. I have to let it go because it's one game. Although, again, like I say, a very, very bad game, but for that one game, it's one game. 6 games into the season. All right. A lot of football left. So they can make the turn. It's not like season's over. It's a done deal. Things can change. But they have to be. The accountability has to be there for everything that encountered yesterday in order for the team, the players, the coordinators, the coaches, everybody. The accountability has to be there in order for them to see it, feel it, and progress through it. You have to continue on, again, because it's a long season. And fortunately, the situation that both of the teams are in, and just back 49ers as well, just the situation that they're in, I still think that those are the top two teams in the NFC. They both lost yesterday. There's plenty of time to turn it around. There's plenty of time to right the ship. You know, and it's just crazy because there were some similarities throughout both of these games. And this is where I come in with the conspiracy theorists, and I think I'll entertain them a little bit with some of those things. Because the field goal kicker for the 49ers missed a crucial late field goal. You turn around later on that night, you look at Jake Elliott, we could have went up 17 and not have to worry about late in that game. He missed a field goal as well. Had a couple injuries. And then there were some comments that were allegedly snuck out about Robert Saleh saying he wanted to kiss Jalen Hurts. You know what that meant. Basically, they put a hit out. And It's no place for that in football. I kind of didn't want to bring it up, but I just brought it up real quick. It's no place for that in football. It's no place for that in any sport where you put targets on people because this particular player, this particular athlete is very good or is very skilled. It's unfortunate that you don't have a quarterback that's that skilled, but it's the state of the game. Some guys, some teams do, some teams don't. You have to make things work. But when you get to that part, to the dirty football, that really has no place in the sport at all. I don't like it. I'm not in favor of it. When I see that things like that happen, it kind of makes me lose a little respect for people that do that. So for Robert Saleh, I do lose a little bit of respect for you, for that, for those comments, and for you attempting to make it seem like, you know, it's something that we had, that they had to do. Play football. I mean, y'all won the game, and then, you know, now you're happy because you got your first win against the organization. I get that. So I give you all the room right now to do have your braggadocious moments. You enjoy it. It's deserved. I ain't gonna say it's well deserved. It's deserved because of what happened yesterday. It's deserved. You can have it. But you got two teams that are still going in two different directions. The Jets are still trying to find their way. And the Eagles are already established as one of the top teams in the NFC. It is what it is. But they just had a funky situation yesterday that was not them. I don't know, honestly, I don't know what that was yesterday. Again, like I said, I gave you all of my adjectives early. The confusion, the questions, the doubting, the lack of effort. I don't know what else you can add in there, but I'm sure there's a lot that you can add in there because, again, the performance yesterday was a piss poor performance. I'm just calling a spade, piss poor performance from our Eagles. And again, back to that word accountability. The fans will definitely hold you all accountable for what you did yesterday. And we'll look forward to being in the stadium, in those seats on Sunday night, raucous as they always will be. And we're going to take the bumps and the bruises and go along with it. But they'll be raucous and loud and rowdy in that stadium again. We know it. It's what we do. Philadelphia fans, it's what we do. So it has to start in these early morning meetings. I'm a little anxious to catch the press conferences later on this afternoon. I'll probably just catch the clips of them. But I'm anxious to hear what Nick Sirianni has to say. I'm anxious to hear what the coordinators have to say if they speak to media today. And I'm anxious to see what goes on in Howie's office, what's going on in that phone of his and his head of his. Again, like I said in the beginning of the show, it's accountability, the word of the day from top to bottom, all the way across the board. Nobody's out of the water. Nobody's out of the woods. It's accountability because it's one band, one sound, one team, one unit, defense side, whatever. But it's accountability. And they have to recognize it immediately, and they have to do something about it immediately. And I think they will. Because I kind of feel like there was a little embarrassment in yesterday's game, in the outcome of yesterday's game. Because it's not what they expected. Thanks, Rennie. It's not what, the outcome was not what they expected. The outcome was not what they hoped for. And I'm sure once they get into some film, some of those guys that are really dedicated, the cerebral guys, the Jason Kelseys and the Jalen Hurtses and the A.J. Browns, are going to have opinions and thoughts about and questions about, well, why did we do this here when we just had a play here when we did this and then we went away from it? I'm sure it's going to happen. So it has to happen quick, and I think it will. Again, they move on to Miami next week. And the funniest, weirdest thing about yesterday's game is if you didn't see it and I didn't tell you who played or you didn't see the game and I gave you the two teams, just the two teams and some stats that I wrote down, just some stats that I just jotted down real quick. If I gave you these numbers and you did not see any of that game, you would automatically think that the Eagles won. Okay? Time of possession was 30 minutes, 44 seconds for the Eagles, 29-16 for the Jets. The Eagles had 24 first downs to the Jets 17. Total yards yesterday, 348 for the Eagles, 244 for the Jets. The quarterback comparison. We all know what Zach Wilson is. And people will say, oh, he had a great day yesterday. You know, the Eagles made him look good yesterday. I don't know what the thought process was on defense, but they made him look good. I don't know if they were trying to protect James Bradbury because he didn't have Darius Slay with them when they played that press and bail, which I do not like. But quarterback comparison. Even with the three ugly interceptions, Jalen Hurts, 28 of 45, 280 yards. That I have a problem with. The 45 passing attempts. You didn't need that many passing attempts to get against this team. Should have run the ball, go play action. And like I said, I'm almost willing to bet if I could rewind and play it and have them run the ball with DeAndre Swift, that a play action pass would have sprung A.J. Brown at some point, maybe a couple of times, where he would be wide open. Wide open, which is a scary thing. Zach Wilson was 19 of 33, 186 yards, no touchdowns. Running game was non-existent. DeAndre Swift handed the ball 10 times for 18 yards. Jalen Hurts ran the ball 8 times for 47 yards and 1 touchdown. So the concept allegedly was for in the red zone, because the red zone still needs work, was for to design plays for Jalen to run the ball in the red zone. Which I thought was kind of stupid, because you heard the comments about them wanting to make some plays on Jalen Hurts to rough him up a little bit. So you got to take that away. You got to use DeAndre Swift. You got to run the ball. This is where arguably the best offensive line in the NFL excels. They didn't really look like it yesterday because there was a lot of pressure on Hurts, because you kept dropping him back to throw. This is not, the offense is not built for him to just drop back and throw the ball. You can mix some of those plays in, but the skill set, the people that you have at the skill positions are built different. This is not an offense that is just to drop back and throw the ball. This is an offense that can throw the ball, that is dangerous when they can throw the ball, but it's also built to run the ball. It's been proven they're built to run the ball. So we'll see what happens Sunday coming up against Miami. It's another tough one going in. And like I said, they definitely have to get this out of their heads quick. They cannot play around with this and have it linger and fester in that locker room, have second thoughts and everything. They have to go through what they need to go through in the film sessions, then get on the practice field and correct some things that need to be corrected, and just focus on getting back to who they are against Miami. They have to. It's the only way they're going to turn this thing around. It's the only way that can be turned around. So, that's that for your Eagles talk. I mean, it's not really much else to say. Not much else to say at all, but get back in the locker room. Get back to the basics. Get back to who you are. And hopefully you can come out with a win against the Miami Dolphins on Sunday Night Football coming up. So another thing I saw, and this is kind of funny now, it says eight NFL coaches that could be on the hot seat. So I can actually throw this up to 10. Now, all eight of these are head coaches, but just for, again, playing devil's advocate, I can throw two more coaches on this list, and it could be the Eagles' offensive and defensive coordinators. But here we go. Ron Rivera, the Washington Commanders. Brandon Staley of the LA Chargers. Kevin Stefanski of Cleveland, who might have got a reprise yesterday after beating San Fran. Matt Eberflus of Chicago, Mike McCarthy in Dallas, Bill Belichick in New England. Very surprising to see this name on this list. Frank Reich in Carolina, and Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas. Again, like I said, you could arguably add two coordinators in there. The two coordinators for the Philadelphia Eagles could arguably be added in to this situation as well. So, moving into this, I'm going to get right into my Week 7 picks for the NFL. Again, we got Monday Night Football tonight. Dallas at the Chargers. Cowboys at the Chargers closing out Week 6 tonight. So, Thursday, October 19th, this coming Thursday, Jacksonville at New Orleans. I like Jacksonville in this game. I think Trevor Lawrence is becoming an NFL quarterback. I'm not going to argue and say that I would put him in a conversation with the elite quarterbacks just yet, but he is on his way. Las Vegas at Chicago. Surprisingly, no Justin Fields. I'm going to go Las Vegas on the road. Cleveland at Indianapolis. Now, we just found out that there could possibly be season-ending surgery for the young Anthony Richardson. Like the defense in Chicago and Cleveland, from what I saw yesterday, I'm going to go with Cleveland on the road. Buffalo at New England. We just talked about Bill Belichick. We talked about last week, the week before that, the issues with Mac Jones, who was benched a couple times already. I'm going with Buffalo on the road. Washington at the New York Giants. I'm going with the Washington Commanders on the road. Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Don't really like Baker Mayfield, but I don't know hardly anything about Desmond Ridder. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay at home. Detroit at Baltimore. Surprisingly, I like what Detroit is doing. I'm going with Detroit on the road. Pittsburgh at the LA Rams. Rams showed me a little something yesterday. Some resiliency, like I said, bouncing back from a loss to the Eagles. Pittsburgh is up and down. You don't know who's going to show up. I'm going to go with the Rams at home. Arizona at Seattle. I'll take Seattle at home. Green Bay at Denver. I'll take Green Bay on the road. The Chargers at Arrowhead. Take the Chiefs at home. Again, I'm going to take the Eagles at home because I think they're going to have something to prove. They're going to want to get this fan base right and get themselves right. And next Monday, San Fran at Minnesota. You know how I feel about Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. I'm taking San Fran to bounce back and get back into the win column as well. So, you see that I have on a Phillies hat. I have on my Phillies t-shirt. National League Championship begins tonight. So, Eagles fans, this is our reprieve for a week. We've got Phillies baseball. And we know it's going to be exciting. You cannot measure the excitement that is going on and the buzz that is going on around the Phillies right now. This team, in quite a few people's opinions, are arguably better than last year's team that actually went to the World Series. If you follow me, you scroll through my posts, you check me out, I have a post up. I ran into and had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Michael Barkan. He put out a prediction. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to go find it. But he put out a prediction. And I'm starting to feel that. I felt it when he said it, but I'm really starting to feel it now. And again, like I said, arguably there are quite a few people who feel that this team now is better than last year's team. I will say this. If you had not noticed, the bullpen has played better. The bullpen has gotten better. This team is right now, you can argue and say, the epitome of Philadelphia. The work ethic, the fight, the camaraderie. They take things to heart. We all know about that situation with the Bryce Harper losing, well, not losing, Bryce Harper making that mistake on the bases, and the Braves winning that game and then coming back here and getting beat, sent home, and get their hearts broken. We all know that story. We all know the stare down from Bryce Harper to Arcia. We all know the situation with Arcia in the dugout with the Phillies fans. But that's the Philly fans. I have no issues with that. That particular person in the player position has to be the bigger person. That's the world that you encounter. That's the world that you live in when you become a professional athlete and you become a member of a team that is a rival team to the team that you're actually playing against at any particular moment. Anything like, a lot of things like that can happen. So we've got Zach Wheeler on the mound tonight. I don't know who's on the mound for the Diamondbacks. But some people are saying that the Diamondbacks are good. They have some good bats, but their pitching is a little suspect. And the way that the Phillies are hitting now, I think the Phillies can knock them around some. It's going to be fun. It is definitely going to be fun. And again, Eagles fans, for a week, until the Eagles get back on the field, Philadelphia fans, you have something to cheer for. You have something to ride with. Ride this Phillies wave. It's an amazing run that is going on right now for our Philadelphia Phillies. And you can't ask for anything better than this. Everybody is into the team. As you saw the last game, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Fletcher Cox, Jalen Carter. A lot of these guys are riding and cheering for this team, for this Phillies team. And I think it's great. I think it's a great spirit thing amongst these pro athletes here in this city that they can go out and support one another. And the support is genuine. It's not like, oh, I'm just here like publicity and things of that nature. I'm here because it's genuine. I feel like something special is here, and I wanted to be part of it. I wanted to see it up close and personal. And it's just a great feeling. Like I said, this is how I'm getting through the debacle yesterday, because I know I've got Phillies baseball. You know, and for me, I got some preseason basketball, Sixers tonight, Nets, although it really means nothing. But I have a place that I can go to that will get me over that hump, will get me through what I saw yesterday. Because, again, what I saw yesterday was like just, it was bad. Again, that's the only thing I can say. It was just bad. It's hard to explain it any other way but just saying that it was bad. So Phillies tonight, make sure you are tuned in, guys, ladies. It's dance on your own and watch the game. Like, give the Phillies, what's up, man? Good brother. Good morning. Good morning. Give the Phillies that spirit, man. I know you got some bad spirit from yesterday. But let that spirit go. It's more football left to play, so we can get through that. So you have something to look forward to. And the assist in you getting you through that is Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Championship Series once again for a second year in a row. Defeated the same team second year in a row, same fashion. 3-1 last year, 3-1 this year. Make sure I hit the lottery. Make sure I hit the newsstand and play the lottery today, too. Series starts tonight. I'm not sure what time. I'll post the time in a little bit for you all. I think it might be a 7:05 or 8:05 game. It's probably an 8:05 game because it's probably on prime time. Also, you got division series, the Rangers, ALCS, the Rangers and the Astros will be on tonight as well. So, schedules for tonight, NBA preseason. We got Hawks, Pacers, Sixers, Nets, Rockets, Spurs, Blazers, Suns. In the NHL, you have the Coyotes and the Rangers, the Flames and the Capitals, the Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs, Panthers, Devils, Red Wings, Blue Jackets. And again, like I mentioned, Major League Baseball Championship Series, American League, Rangers at the Astros, Game 2. National League, Fighting Phils at home, at the park, against the Diamondbacks. So, of course, you know what I say. Bring the red, show out, show up. Of course, I know that's going to happen. Be as loud and as boisterous as you can be tonight so the Phillies can take this 1-0 lead. I don't like the shape of this series, though. I mean, just the way it's scheduled. It's 2-3-2. So, we got to get these at home. And, I mean, you know, you can arguably say all we have to do is win our home games. But I don't want to come back home on, like, a 3-2 or something like that. I want to get two here. Go get one there, the first one there that we need, and then possibly sweep them out, get them out, or end it there, you know. It would be great to bring it back home and win it at home. But if we can finish it there, let's finish it there. Just handle business and finish it there. No need to prolong it longer than it needs to be prolonged, if you will. Folks, that wraps up today. You know, it's a little short today, but again, like I said, it's coming, you know. It was not a lot to say about the Eagles game. Not a lot of news and stuff going on. You know, we got the James Harden, but I do have to save some stuff for next week because next week is our annual NBA season preview. Season begins next Tuesday. We'll be on Monday, or I'll be here on Monday to give you a season preview. Could possibly have a guest or two in with me to go through that preview. And we'll definitely have some more football talk, like I gave you pricks. We'll have week 7 to discuss as well in the NFL. And then we'll get into our NBA preview, which we do every year at the start of the NBA season. Folks, also, I'm your guy. I'm here. I am available. You see, I'm sitting here. I have advertising spots. You can advertise with me. You can actually come in and sit here with me and have an interview done to promote your business. Okay? Message me for all that. Message me for all the detailed information if interested in it. Like I always say, serious inquiries only. I am also available for hosting events and all that other jazz. Just message me. Let me know what you got going on. Let me know if you can use my voice. And we can talk and make something happen. Folks, it is Monday. Weather is changing. Fall is basically upon us. A little chilly out today. I think it's going to be in the 60s, mid to low 60s today. So get out and enjoy some of it, you know. A little change. But the breeze, for me, I like this kind of weather. A little nippy out, a little chilly is what I like. Be great on purpose. As always, you know where you can find me. Facebook, Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page. On Instagram and TikTok, at Sports Rap CEO. Webpage, sportsrapradio.com. And please, I remind you every week, get over to that YouTube channel, Sports Rap TV. Subscribe to the channel. Check out the videos that are there. There's a lot of videos out there, a lot of content up there. Hit the thumbs up on the videos that you like, and then hit that bell so you will be alerted when new content is definitely up. Also, you can get audio after today, iHeart, Google, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, or on most of your podcast outlets. Again, folks, thanks for everyone that tuned in. Everyone on Facebook that tuned in, my cousin Bradley Day, Craig Melderson, Walt Rennie Mitchell, Aaron Sisco, Abdul Malik Mujahid Gibson, David Wolf, who just came in late. Thank you all for tuning in. Jesse 3264, thank you for tuning in on IG. And listen, video's going to go up soon. Audio's going to go up soon. So if you missed anything this morning, you can catch me later. And I think I'm going to do another video later with just my football picks. So I'll have some NFL, my dime of the week for my NFL picks for week 7. So just stay tuned, folks. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate your support. Peace.